Good morning, everyone. Last night, I reluctantly, and I stress the word reluctantly, voted in favor of the Economic Stabilization Act. I did, yes, the so-called bailout bill. I did so because the nation's financial system faces serious challenges. It was important for us to act. However, I am under no illusions. This rescue plan is not as strong as it should be in terms of protecting taxpayers' money. Over the last week, I worked with others to strengthen and improve the package. I led a group of senators in writing to Senator Dodd and others to incorporate provisions to strengthen protections of taxpayers' money. We demanded the creation of a Special Inspector General to oversee the emergency efforts of the Treasury Department and Secretary Paulson to investigate waste, fraud, and abuse as the bailout goes forward. Well, I was pleased to see that this recommendation was included in the final bill, so there is a Special Inspector General there. I am disappointed that the limits on executive compensation are not as strong as I would have liked. The final decisions on executive pay are left to the Secretary, who is by no means any champion of limiting executive pay. Likewise, the final decision on acquiring stock in banks that are participating in the bailout, something that I believe is crucial to protecting taxpayers' money, is left to Secretary Paulson, who again has indicated that he doesn't favor the government taking an equity stake. In addition, I'm disappointed that the banks are still not required to open their books so we can determine how they value the assets that the government will be purchasing. However, that said, the fact is that the choice before us was to vote for this bill despite its flaws or do nothing. And to do nothing was not an acceptable option. I predict that in the short term, this rescue package will work to calm the markets and restore some confidence in the financial system. But I also predict that we will be back early next year to strengthen and improve the rescue framework. And I'm going to be a part of the group leading the charge to do just that. We have to do more to protect taxpayers' money and to limit executive compensation. Now, there are other provisions in the bill that are also very important and valuable, which led me to vote for it. The bill includes a number of provisions in the tax portion that are important to Iowans in particular, including production tax credits for producers of wind energy, biomass energy, biofuels, which will create new jobs. And there's tax provisions in there to assist the victims of the floods in Iowa and the small businesses that have been put out by the floods. I have championed these measures in the past along with Senator Grassley, and I'm pleased to see that they're in the bill. In addition, the bill included the Paul Wellstone and Pete Domenici Mental Health Parity Act. This legislation will go a long way towards making sure that mental health and addiction treatment are covered in the same way as any other serious illness. We have worked on this for many years here to get mental health parity in our health insurance programs. And this was in this bill, and it's long overdue. And another one of the reasons why I felt that we had to vote for this bill and get it through. So in sum, the package is not perfect. I believe that we are going to have to come back here early next year and make some changes to better protect taxpayers' money.